Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. And like my very special guest today, Baptiste Pape, author of The Power of the Heart, who has assembled a group of leading spiritual thinkers, authors, and scientists of our time, such as Maya Angelou, Deepak Chopra, Eckhart Tolle, Marianne Williamson, Gary Zukav, and many others who have all discovered the heart is more than a physical organ, and we can access a source of love and wisdom from our own inner being or soul and the heart that far surpasses that of the mind. Hello, Baptiste, and welcome.
Hello, Cheryl. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
My great pleasure. Baptiste, as listeners of Healing From Within are aware, my goal on this show has been to bring to the listeners visionaries and leaders in the fields of spirituality, science, and the arts who have transformed and often transcended the challenges of their everyday physical life and experiences to be present in the divine flow of inspiration and guidance from Universal Source. I have found in knowing ourselves as more than a physical being and by merging our spiritual or energetic gifts with our physical world, we are really able to manifest the highest levels of vitality, love, health, and prosperity, opening our minds and hearts to the infinite world of higher consciousness. In today's episode of Healing From Within, we will discuss, as Baptiste has written, that the voice of our hearts can bring about an astonishing transformation of our views of money, health, relationships, and other aspects of life. Baptiste Pape, born in Brasschaat, Belgium, is a spiritual explorer, author, and filmmaker. After graduating from the University of Tilburg Law School in the Netherlands, he decided to travel around the globe to interview the world's greatest teachers for the film and book, The Power of the Heart, investing his efforts and time in a consistent journey to find the personal power of soul and spirit. And it is a passion and a calling that Baptiste answered brilliantly. That's what we want, the brilliance of the heart to shine through in everything we do and say. Correct? Yeah?
That's also the magic.
The magic and the brilliance of the heart.
Yes.
Absolutely. Baptiste, I often ask my guests to recall a childhood memory or experience because I feel that the seeds for our life path or plan are evident. They're there. They're evident at a very early age. And then we just have to develop and discover what was already part of our heart or soul wisdom. It's just waiting to be remembered and appreciated. So tell us something of your earliest experiences.
Oh, yes. Well, when I was young, I always thought I was a magician. When I was like 5, 6, and I think that's also the heart, because the heart believes in magic. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe in magic, you'll never find it. So as children, we all believe in magic. That's why we love Harry Potter, because we know it's true.
Yes.
And I thought I was a magician or a wizard. I was always playing that. And when I interviewed all those wonderful people for The Power of the Heart, I realized that part of listening to the heart is listening to that magical child inside you. And this child is whispering to you, talking to you all the time. And we sometimes don't listen because we think, this is a child and we don't have time, we are grown-ups. And we think the child will forget us. But Paulo Coelho says beautifully in a movie, he says, no, the child will not forget us, because on the day we die, the child will be there and ask us, why didn't you listen to me? If you work from the heart, you're able to make that quantum leap.
Yes, the song, The Impossible Dream from the show Man of La Mancha, was about a man who had a dream. It wasn't impossible to him, and he fulfilled it.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying here, that the impossible dream is possible. Anything the mind and heart can think and focus on can be done very, very easily
lives. It is really important. It is really important if you want to manifest that you first investigate where the intention to manifest something is coming from. If it's coming from your mind or your personality or your ego, it's not your soul's intention. If it's your soul's intention, then you will have full access to your intuition and to all your intuitive powers. If you're not living from the intentions of your soul, your higher self, your heart, then you cannot have access to the magic.
Absolutely correct. Now, you mentioned that as a high-achieving student, you were at times paralyzed with anxiety. And I find many of the guests that I have had on my show, many of the leaders in the field, are sensitive people. We're all sensory beings, and we all are downloading extreme experiences and information from this universal source. And those that are more sensitive are more in tune and tapped into this field of information. So I know as a Reiki energy teacher that the feelings of the heart and soul lead us to the spiritual understanding of oneness and unity and the interconnectedness to all of life. But that's only part of all the pieces of the puzzle that we have to put together to learn to utilize this heart energy or soul presence for keeping us healthy and for helping others to discover this. So how did you deal with this sensitivity that you became aware of? What did you do? And then what happened really when you discovered that moment that this inner journey or self-discovery or work on self really began to be so meaningful to you?
Well, I think sensitivity is something you just have to deal with. And I think the answer is always cleaning yourself up, making sure that you are in alignment with your heart. And when I was doing the interviews, I noticed all the people I've interviewed for this project were really, you know, sensitive people.
Absolutely.
Jane Goodall, she said, you know, I need to be in nature, and I don't need it for an hour. I need it sometimes for months just to, you know, realign myself with this source energy. And Isabel Allende, she said, you know, I need to write. I need that in order to, you know, stay connected. And Eckhart Tolle, of course, I mean, he needs to be in nature in the present moment. To stay connected. So they all had something different to stay connected, but they all needed that.
And they
maybe
all
more than.
And they all do it because it is that important to them and part
of their life force. Yes. Well, they understand. It's like, you know, when you're in a plane and the oxygen masks come out. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to give the oxygen mask first? First yourself. Why? Because if you don't help yourself first, you have got nothing to give anyway. So, you know, take care of yourself first. Work on your own alignment first. Make that the priority in your life. And they all understand that.
You wrote that you were unable to sign a contract with a law firm after finishing school. And you wrote that you saw Oprah Winfrey, an interview with Eckhart Tolle.
Yes.
Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah. So I was about to sign a contract, and I worked hard for this. And this was a contract with a big international law firm. And everyone said, "Oh my God, this is a prestigious law firm. This is great." But so I was only a signature away from what some people would call a glorious career. Yet I felt I did not want to sign. So, because it didn't feel right, and I felt disconnected from my aliveness, So one night I couldn't sleep and I saw a web class and it was hosted by Oprah. And in this conversation, she said, I think there's nothing more important than finding your purpose in life. And Eckhart Tolle replied, if you want to find your purpose in life, you can ask yourself, what do I want from life? But a more powerful question would be, what does life want from me? What does the bigger want from me? And I said, that's really interesting. And I was really receptive and open at that point in my life.
I think your intuition or your inner sense or innate guidance system was talking very strongly to you and leading you in the right direction.
Oh, yes. It is true, but it is, I mean, our guidance system, our heart is always whispering to us, but we don't listen. And
no.
if we don't listen to the whispers, then it comes back to us screaming in our face in a crisis situation because we don't listen to the whispers. And I did not learn how to listen to that intuitive pull. And so, in a way, it became stronger and stronger and stronger because I refused to listen. And what I've learned, the most important thing I've learned is, you know, don't... you won't find the answers through thinking. You will find the answers by following the energy, by following the intuitive pull.
And the depth.
By following the
yeah,
aliveness.
The depth of your inner being. You know, I have a coincidence with you. My first book was Life is No Coincidence, The Life and Afterlife Connection, all about energy and discovering this. I also resisted many, many times when I had an instinct, but my mind would tell me to do something. But at some point, I started to realize this is not random. There is a bigger universal agenda going on, and when I would do the right thing, I would feel ecstatic. So I have a little coincidence with you. One day I was working. I was a manager of a furniture showroom at that time. I had been a teacher prior to that, and then I was in the business world. And someone called me to the television to see Oprah. And Oprah was interviewing Gary Zukav, who's the author of The Seat of the Soul. And I had a similar feeling that I must write a book, that we were functioning from our soul or heart essence as well as the mind. And since we were all connected to this eternal life force, it was really going to happen. And it was a calling, just as you had a calling. And I knew in that moment I would write the book. It was part of my awakening process. And to remember, like you did, that we are both an energy presence and a body. And life provides us with all the experiences we need to refine this soul energy, becoming more humane and compassionate and learning, no matter what the outside world brings to us, it is from within that we will find all the answers that we need to have about life. And like you, I have observed so many people.
I think I should interview you.
At some time, perhaps we will. But I wanted to just say, I've met many of the people that you have interviewed and read all their books. It was part of my learning process. And I observed over time that they were all messengers, inspirational personalities who were lighting the way forward for those who would make better choices if they understood what you're just saying here about listening to this inner guidance system, wisdom, intuition, whatever we want to call it, this alignment to spirit. So, Baptiste, please explain what the power of the heart means to you.
The power of the heart means living from your core essence, living from your soul. Your soul is that part of you that will always be here and will still be here when your body is no longer there. So it's your authentic power. It is living from who you really are, from your true identity. And what I wanted to say about what you just said, I mean, Gary Zukav, he's a master teacher. Seat of the Soul is, I think, one of the most powerful books ever written in our time. And, you know, he says that synchronicity is this interesting word that was created by Carl Jung. And what he meant by it was those times in your life when something appears to be a coincidence, but you know that there is more to it than that. You feel that there is more than just a random coincidence involved. There's meaning, there's purpose, there's power behind it. And that was exactly what you were feeling when you
Absolutely.
Watched the Oprah show, Gary.
I was drawn in to, by coincidence and synchronicity, to realize that there was much more to life, and we are much more than we appear to be as physical beings. And that was my beginning and awakening to the search of my soul.
That is the power of the heart at work, right there. Synchronicities, they seem like small miracles, but they are anonymous gifts from your heart. They come as a pleasant surprise, and that, you know, that powerful feeling of connection, and it transforms your life from one moment to the next, and it opens you to an exciting journey. And
life is
your heart.
Life is so much better. It's never boring again, because once the coincidences and the synchronicity and the miracles and the awareness happen, fear fades away. It falls away from you, and you are present in the moment and accepting and gracious of life.
You are, you know, you are connected to your source. You are connected to the aliveness.
Yes.
And you are not, you know, if you're not connected to your heart, your source, then you are just a zombie. And, you know, then we become the living dead.
Well, don't we have television shows like that, The Walking Dead, that are so popular now?
Yes.
And so many people, I would say that maybe 80% of the population are still not aware of the great things that you and I are talking about here, as I wasn't until 20 years ago. So we all go through a period where, as children, we have it. We have this awareness and this life force.
Yes.
And then the world and societal mores, they take it away from us. And then we spend the rest of our life retrieving those soul parts and that essence that is so very important. And in your book, Roland McCratty wrote, "Almost every spiritual tradition and all of the major world religions talk about the heart being the access point to the soul, to the human spirit, to wisdom, to intuition. These types of things, and research is really starting to show that they've been right all along. The heart's activity responds and changes before the brain does. The heart sends measurable signals to the brain, which then responds." And I have learned that through science and study, that the heart, the cells of the heart and the cells of the gut and the cells of the brain are all the same. And they are just receptors to receive information from energy that is all around us and within us. And that is the eternal life force. So how can we connect with our individual heart's power? You started to tell me before how many of the people you interviewed said how they connected to their heart's power. There were many things that they had to do as they felt they were falling out of alignment to bring them back. Could you tell us some of that again? I mean, there's meditation and prayer, silence, observing nature and children. Anything else?
No, thank you so much. I would like to leave you with a quote. Yeah, the only lasting beauty is the beauty of the heart. It's Rumi.
Like you, Baptiste, I have been fortunate to gather a conscious sampling of the spiritual messengers in our society today as guests on Healing from Within, and to bring to the public the voices and whispers from the inspirational field of knowledge that supports life on this planet and in dimensions of life beyond. Also, like you, I am so grateful that major players were able to join me as co-creators and share their wisdom and passion for living a life of authentic grace and love. But therein lies the answer. Those who know and appreciate the beauty of life will rarely say no and will explore every opportunity for their personal growth and to assist others on the lifelong quest for higher consciousness. You tell us, Baptiste, of one of the co-creators, Paul Coelho, who wrote the book, The Alchemist. And you were brought to tears when Paulo Coelho told you about his childhood and what he went through to become a writer and why this set of circumstances affected you so deeply. You tell us that as a teenager, Coelho had known he wanted to become a writer, but his parents objected, and they also considered him to be unhealthily introverted and obstinate, and actually had him committed to a mental hospital when he was 17. At age 20, he dropped out of law school, traveled around the world, and became a songwriter and journalist. His story shows that sometimes you have to be terribly brave to follow your inner voice and passion when no one but you can hear or comprehend it. And your story was similar in that you went past the anxiety of living because you wanted to find the freedom of your inability to express the love and passion of your heart. And you did. And that's where greatness comes from. When you have the ability to stand on your own, no matter what others say. I want to thank you, Baptiste de Papi, author of The Power of the Heart, for your devoted search for the true meaning of self and an inspirational journey exploring the thoughts and wisdom of 18 of our leaders in the field of enlightenment and evolution. To purchase and examine the heartfelt love and meaning of life, go to thepoweroftheheart.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have discussed how thousands of years ago, people in various cultures around the world saw the heart as the center of intelligence within the human system. As Howard Martin writes, "The earliest writings I've ever seen about this go back to 4,500 years ago to ancient Chinese medicine. The Chinese characters for thinking, thought, and love all include the character for heart. The best way to connect with your heart, as Toll, Chopra, and the other co-creators in your book recommend, is through silence." Deepak Chopra wrote, "The way to connect with your soul, with your spirit, is just to bring your conscious awareness to your heart." And he gives a favorite quote from Rumi, "Everything in the universe is within you. Ask all from yourself. I myself believe it is by opening your heart to notice the goodness of people and life that you are able to go beyond blame, self-doubt, and all negative emotions to become aware of your inner personal power or heart-based essence and to begin to understand who you really are and why you are here in this physical life. That is the journey for all seekers of truth, to discover the aspects of their inner unseen world and the seen or physical outer world." In my new book, The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, I share the journey we all travel, which is the real purpose for having a physical life, and that is to remember that force of life, the gift of life, which is the eternal essence of soul found within our heart. And I wrote, "Each human being builds through unity and purpose of experiences an indivisible oneness, the finest aspects of divine blessings, which are love, humility, forgiveness, and the generosity of merging ourselves with all that is. Remember, as your heart beats and your feet tap and you dance to music only you can hear from your guide or angel in an eternal place of true love, that you are never alone. Baptiste and I would have you remember the infinite heart-based soul born to participate in life, in the joys and wisdom available to us, utilizing our full heart-based potential for expansion and the refinement of love, and to move with joy through the challenges and changes in our everyday lives without fear or pain, holding true to our authentic life purpose, which is to love and trust from the heart without restriction or limitation. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear and read the stories and advancing methodologies for creating your own story of health, wisdom, and prosperity, and changing the world one heart at a time. Also go to WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you for joining
me. Okay, thank you so much for your time and your efforts, Cheryl. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.